This week on This Is For The Birds, it's our 4-year anniversary. We talk Eric's trip to Cancun, my almost fight at a stoplight. We talk SNL, Spaceballs, and Musty Bush. Enjoy!
Yeah. Sometimes a parrot talk.
That's it? That's the whole?
Yes, that's what it should be. Guys, welcome to another action-packed episode of This For The Birds, Russ, Matt, and Eric. Ka-ka! Sitting with us, as always, is Brian Morton. We are high above the Laugh Factory on Belmont and Broadway here in Chicago, Illinois. That was Happy Anniversary from the Jerky Boys because... It's our 4-year anniversary of This Is For The Birds. We've been doing this for 4 years. And it's, you know, some people are like, you have a podcast? Yeah. 4 years now. But we're having a good time. You know, hopefully it takes off. But I am the only member that's in this room that has been on every single episode of This For The Birds.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun fact.
That's probably why our numbers are so fucking low. You.
Wow. Is that Antonio Banderas sitting next to me?
Yeah, dude.
Eric just got back from Cancun. How was that, buddy?
It was good, man. What do you want me to say? Come out here and brag about it?
Are there any fucking fun stories? Did you go parasailing? Did you get punched out by a drunk guy?
First of all, I get up at like 2:30 in the morning. My wife's fucking already curling her hair up there for some fucking reason. 2:30 in the morning, she's up there. Yeah. It's like we're going on to the fucking Today Show or something like that. So then we're...
Before you left?
No, the day of we leave.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So 2:30 in the morning, I wake up. She's already up there curling her hair in half together, you know. And then I'm fucking feeding the dog and letting the dog out and shit like that and fucking grabbing our bags and making sure we got everything. Driving my car to the fucking O'Hare Airport, to the hotel I used to work at that they let me park for free and use their shuttle bus. We get on that. We take it over there. We fucking fly less than 3 hours, like 2 hours and 50 minutes to Mexico. We can't check. We get there like 10. Get there like 11 at the resort. Can't check in until 4. Eating and drinking. That's just how the package was sold, asshole. It ain't poor planning. You got to take what you can get. And then so we're getting heat stroke and we're getting tipsy out there on fucking food and stuff already, dude. I got a shit. I mean, it's travel day, and you're like traveling to Mexico.
God, I don't know what it is, but like travel butt is like the worst butt.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, there's people farting on the plane. Like every once in a while, like I see worst. Like a new fucking atmosphere come through the fucking my nose.
Gross. Just your stomach is just all fucked up. You're not taking a home team shit. You're probably shitting in a public bathroom.
Obnoxious white people.
Terrible.
That we got to get in buses to go to resorts with that are getting dropped off. Where again, I swear to God, I literally like my words were about to come out. My body moved because like I was going to talk.
What happened?
There's just something. We're packed in there with white people from all over America.
Now, why do you keep on saying that? Why don't you just say people?
Because you know what? These white people fucking suck dick, man. They're horrible. They're awful. They're just the worst. And then, so look, there's a guy that has to sit in the passenger front seat, right? He's Mr. Where's everybody going? What's going on?
No.
You know, and it's just like, fuck
hey,
you.
Where are you from, buddy?
Like, fuck you. Like, dude, your butt, like, my fucking Mexican wife is going to scratch your fucking face off. Or you know, just leave the atmosphere in this fucking place alone, right? Mm-hmm, so he's fucking, the guy is, like, doing paperwork. The guy that drives the fucking shuttle bus, he's doing paperwork and talking, like, making sure they're not leaving anybody. This fucking redneck hillbilly idiot is fucking beeping the horn and shit and acting like he was going to get in the driver's seat. And then they pulled up and he goes, oh, I'm going to get in the driver's seat and you guys appear. What a surprise, you know, or something like that. You know, he's like, let's stop by 7-Eleven, you know? And then he's got, like, fat women with him and behind us that are sitting way in the back, and they're chiming in and stuff.
That probably think that he's, like, fucking Richard Pryor.
And then I get to the fucking hotel. You can't check in until 3. There's no early check-ins.
The
Mexican guys working the fucking counter could care less.
I worked
in the hotel business for a while, so I see what the wrong in it is. I mean, they had no – there's nothing that they're doing correct over there. And I'm not even being – it's just like, look, you guys aren't getting it. Who's managing this place? And you can't even find one of those.
Yeah, right.
So then we – like I said, we gotta wait till 3 o'clock, check in, we're fucking whipped. You know, you're eating buffet food, you're soaking in the sun. It was all good, man. I'm not lying to you, dude. I probably drank like 30 mojitos. I probably drank 30 mojitos because these drinks aren't high powered anyways.
What's your weight looking at these days?
I'm actually less weight today than I was a week. Yeah. I won't tell you what it is because I'm on a hunt.
Chimichanga eating motherfucker.
But no, I ate pretty good on the vacation. But
I was
going to
say, was it 24-hour buffet or a buffet at certain times?
Certain times, but there's always food around. There's always food around, whether they're like cooking burgers or tacos or some shit like that. You just walk up to the fucking thing and you just get a fucking drink, dude. But that sun down there is it will fucking jump on your fucking arms and legs and everything so fast. And if you ain't on it, dude, with like the suntan protect, my wife got it a little bit. There was a guy down there that had the reddest back that was already peeling, and he was laying on his back trying to get more of it.
God. What?
I just wanted to tap him on the shoulder and be like, dude, please.
You should have smacked him right on his back and be like, you're an idiot.
Idiot. Especially, but yeah, we do that, and then traveling back's just as, I mean, it's a long day and shit like that, and yeah, it was fun, man.
A lot of good hotel sex.
I would not tell you that, Russ. It's my wife, dude. Ain't some fucking, you know.
But I mean, that's what you do.
Right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. If that's what I do, maybe I did. I don't know. I ain't telling you what the fuck I did with my wife. You fucking
like creeps. Did you guys have like a hot tub in the room?
No hot tub. I wouldn't get in a hot tub, dude. Yeah, those things are fucking bacteria up, right, dude.
They clean those.
They
don't.
You get into somebody's bed?
I'll tell you one thing about Mexico. Too many Mexicans. All right? I'm serious. I'm like, where did they get? I look like a fucking roofer and landscaping convention down there.
What?
It's like, where are you expecting? I thought we had a lot in America, but they're everywhere down there.
What are you expecting?
I mean, I expect sprinkle a black guy in there once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no Mexican black guys. I know they're there, but it's like on the resort. But I'm like, come on. You can't have like a couple Mexican black guys speaking Spanish?
There's no black guys there?
No, I've seen them down there at the pool. They were guests and stuff, or they were locals that paid to get in. Because I've seen some, you know what? I think the locals can pay to get in the resort, or if you work there, you get to go.
No way.
Nice. And dude, it was just like it was like out of Central Cast and these fucking hotshot Mexicans. My wife found it on, it was Apple's Vacation Resort. 4 apples, just so you know. And out of 5, it was not bad. We got to upgrade too, so it makes it like, it's like a half apple. It's like a 4.5 apple.
Did you have Ocean View?
We did, hold on here.
It wasn't a standard
hotel. It's not like it's like a square building just goes straight up like on like Miami or something like that.
It was a villa.
These were like villas where they only had two floors in them, a top and a bottom, and they were like little spread out throughout the campus of the fucking resort.
Gotcha.
So there's trees around. They had these fucking funny looking raccoon things.
I saw a picture. I was following.
Dude, they would just come up like a little dog almost to you and be like, "Hey, you got any food?"
Yeah, it's just people feed them.
Yeah, but
would you kick him or something because you're a great humanitarian?
No, no. But dude, it was you know, all said and done, it was good. I did nothing, and I swear I think I had a guy that wanted to punch him in the face. I went up to the bar at night.
See, you think you don't do nothing?
Did nothing.
But you just rub people the wrong way.
I rub people the wrong way.
Like, you're my best friend, and I want to punch you in the face a lot of times.
Don't do it, dude. I swear to God, fucking waiting at the bar, a hole opens up. Right at the bar, not a ton of people there, but there was a line at the bar. Hole opens up, moves over. I move right to the front. Dude, I gave it the pause when the guy walked up to me. I gave it the pause. I didn't shit. Like, as soon as the bartender walks up to me, I didn't bark out a thing. I gave the pause. I did the left, right. Nobody said anything. Probably 2-3 seconds at the most. Boom. I went right into my fucking order that I knew. This fucking guy from another country, because I don't know what the fuck he speaks, Eastern European trash talk.
No, that's the worst.
And then he's out of nowhere. He's just like, But turn his head a little bit, like, and be like, and I look at it, and I know he's talking to me because then he continues to do that shit.
Yeah, sure.
And his buddy's beside him, kind of looking away, like if his guy throws a punch on me, his buddy's looking for security or something.
Yeah, jumping in
type guy.
Uh-huh.
And I just fucking turn my back on him. I'm just like, dude, I'm on fucking vacation. Don't bring that bullshit to me right now.
Why'd you cut in line, dude?
I did cut in line. Sorry, I'm at a resort fucking bar. It's like, be on it, dude. That's it. But
you don't tip them.
I would tip him occasionally, yeah, but I'm not tipping him every drink.
Time out. He's like, I'm trying to relax. It's like, dude, but when you're at the bar, be honest.
Yeah,
like,
be honest.
No, I'm trying to relax.
Is that asshole that anywhere in town, anywhere in the world, if you go to the bar, be on your fucking game. Don't be that like, what do you got?
As a bartender, I appreciate Eric's. Eric. I am on your side.
Thank you.
As a bartender, I want you to give me your fucking order right away.
Let's concise. Do this.
Let's get it done.
Get together.
Agree.
Get together, you fucking mutant. Can't I want put a drink order together fast.
I want something like fruity, but like not too heavy. What do you got? Get, like cum. Like cum in a shot glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I told my wife, I go, motherfucker. And you know what, dude? I did talk to people down there, and they don't want to talk to me either, you know? So I can tell. I was trying to talk to people.
Can't imagine why.
You know who's the only people that talk to me? The fucking black people at the fucking resort that were there. There was a dude I met, him and his girl, nice guy and his girl from Milwaukee.
Okay.
And then some other dude. But the dude from Milwaukee that I was talking to?
Yeah.
All gold fronts, dude. He had all gold fronts.
For real?
Yeah, it was cool as fuck, dude.
Did you get any weed out there?
No, because you know what? I didn't even think about it. And before I went, I decided, no, I don't want the trouble. They got alcohol down there.
No, I think what happened was, Christina sat you down and said, look, dude, Eric, there's not going to be any
weed. I bought weed in front of Christina, right in front of her on the beach of Jamaica. She seen the beginning of the drug deal. She seen the end of the drug deal, and she seen me smoking the weed.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, but that was what? That was your honeymoon, right?
Yeah, it was my honeymoon.
Yeah, see, that shit's different now, dog.
No, it's not different. Yeah, it's I could have did the exact same thing. I'm on vacation, but you know what? You know, I honestly, one reason why I didn't do it, out of all the days I was there, I did not smell weed one time. And I was there from morning to night.
For real?
Yeah. Like, I didn't smell weed so about one time. That's and right? I told Christina that, and she goes, I think I smelled it once. And I go, I don't know. I didn't smell it at all. And trust me, I was on the hunt for it. I was looking out for the smell.
You probably didn't leave the resort, though, did you?
No.
You were within the confines of the resort. That's probably why. If you would have went out into larger Mexico, I feel like you would have probably
I think you just got to get a vape pen when you go there.
Yeah, I see people with vape pens and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Trust me, I'm no fucking Brad Pitt out there, but there are some fucking fat, ugly people coming from all over the world to these resorts.
Yeah,
like are. Women that, like, and guys too, man. I seen a dude with a fucking belly that this dude, he's got one of those, like, teardrop hanging over big bellies.
No.
But then I'd see women like that in, like two pieces and shit, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
Like, and women that are just in a one piece, it's like, dude, I get what you're saying, but I wish you wouldn't have thought that.
Like, I used to debate, like, last summer if I wanted to, like, go in the pool with my shirt on over by Meg's house.
Well,
I just don't want
to
get sunburned.
It's a good excuse to protect your skin, Russ.
Right? You just don't want to get those titties out.
There is another annoying white dude that was at my resort. He looked like, he looked like Billy Gardell. He looked like Billy Gardell big time. Okay. That's what I thought. I was like, God, that guy looks like him. He has his essence and everything. He's loud. You can tell he's like a Texas guy.
Uh-huh.
And dude, his wife, I seen him at some of the buffets and shit. And I'm like, every time I'd see him, I'd be like, let's sit away from that motherfucker. Because everybody in resort hates him. Like everybody. He's so obnoxious and loud. Where it's just like, come on, dude. But I was in the pool. And the next day I seen him. And his wife comes up and she was like, vodka, right? This bitch had a glass that was like an 8-ounce glass. That motherfucker was filled with fucking vodka. He's like, vodka? He's like, you know, and he's all happy. He must be like a drunk that's just down there slamming fucking glasses of fucking vodka, dude. Yeah, dude, I didn't see a lot of drunk people, but I seen like a young Mexican drunk dude that was like laying in the crabgrass with and his buddies taking videos of him and shit. Like, you know, the light that sticks out the ground at night to just kind of put on the building. He's like right beside the light, like hanging on to it and shit like that. And his buddy's like, just laughing at him. He's just, you know, on his back and shit like that. He looked like he wasn't having any pain with him at that moment, but he was going to.
I've been that guy, but luckily it was pre-cell phone, so didn't have to worry about that shit.
Oh, I've been that guy before, dude. Yeah. I've been out that guy in public before.
Yeah. For real.
Well, I got arrested one time at a football game being too drunk, man.
Honestly, I'm pretty bummed out that I asked you about your trip.
Why? It's because I went to Mexico and no, I was just, a lot of Mexicans.
I mean, you think going out of the country would be more exciting. Anyway, 4 years, huh? We've been doing this. 4 years. Uh-huh. Eric, what's your best moment on the show?
I don't know, man. I'd have to really think about it, dude. It's probably all the funny moments that I'm funny on here, and those are probably my favorite moments. And you know, when I told you that your chair is going to call its union rep now, you know what I'm saying? Because that was like a fat joke to you.
Right.
And the time when I said DC Benny's been around so long they should call him BC Benny, that Brian got didn't fix the recording.
Well, if anybody goes back and listens, if anybody goes back and listens,
he wasn't the originator of that. You know what I'm saying? That's not. You got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, man. I remember when we did the first one and how weird it was. And
I remember the first thing you talked about. We played Kanye West from SNL.
Yeah.
And you talked about, and you're like, yo, what's this motherfucker talking about? He's from like Oak Park.
Yeah. Yep. No, yep. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
And I was like, we got a hit. We got a hit.
Yeah. Kanye always talks like he, like, maybe now, but I mean, dude, he's like from like Oak Park. They got like art. There's like artists out there and shit, like, but like white artists. So it's even worse.
Right. Yeah. Pat, what's your favorite moment from the show? What do you think?
I don't know. The 100th episode was pretty fun. It was chaotic. And
Eric burnt all the fucking burgers.
Because I wasn't in control of the burgers,
I
asshole. I'm at your place.
I'm at your place.
And you can't man the grill? If I knew that was my job, those fucking burgers would have come out delicious. I would have prepared them differently.
I go, while I'm on the air, okay, producing the best 100th episode any podcast has ever seen.
You got too drunk on our 100th episode, dude. And then you came off message, dude.
Came off messes.
This motherfucker starts drinking and starts sweating.
There was more people on that podcast than the Wu-Tang Clan.
There were a lot of people on that one.
But go back and listen to it. Brian, what's your favorite moment from the show?
I don't know if I have a moment, but yeah. I used to not like Eric on the show at all at first. when I would listen to it.
That's what I put on
people. He told me that.
You could ask Russ, like, I just didn't. I was like, he's such a contrarian. Like, he just wants to argue about everything. Yeah. But now that, like, I really have listened to the podcast the more, I told him. I was like, it just changed on me one day. I was like, now you're my favorite person on the show.
I feel like it works that way for a lot of people. At first, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And then after a while, they think you're hilarious.
Eric goes on people.
Well, you know what? I was raised ignorant, right? I was raised up ignorant, right? And then, like, I became an adult, and then I was out in the world with, like, people that weren't ignorant, and then I got a little taste of it, but then I always sort of lean into ignorant again, though. Yeah. Like, it's something, it's just, you can't help it when you're bred that way, dude. It just comes out that way, and it's a,
right. You would say it's a curse. You would say it's inbred in you.
Yeah, it's inbred in
you. You'd say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I have that. I told you, man, there's people that don't fucking, I get it.
Yep.
But we read the emails.
But this is I can't believe it's been 4 years, man. Because at first, like Pat said a week ago, we did have guests on and stuff like that. We'd have people on a lot. We were trying that out.
We interview comedians that like we like knew, but like I don't give a shit.
I know.
I don't care how.
I think that's why it's not even like you should just have them sit in.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we figured that out. Later.
We definitely figured that out later. Yeah. Where it was just have them sit in. Right. Yeah, run the topics. After, and bullshit.
In our fourth year, we figured that out.
No.
Dude.
That's, slow learners.
That is a long time, dude. Four years.
Absolutely.
I think my favorite moment is when Eric's mom called in. That was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah? Is that when your brother acted like my mom?
That's pretty funny to me.
Dude, what a good episode is not too long ago when your mom called in for the first time.
Yeah.
She's called in before.
She has called in before?
I feel like we've
talked to Janice before.
You know, your mom should call up more and stuff like that, dude.
See, it's funny on paper, but she wouldn't execute.
Oh, yeah?
It would get real boring real quick. Like, she needs to be, like, real, where she's like, you fat fucking drunk. You're going to do this with your life, you fucking loser.
Dude,
like,
you
never hear that.
That's what we're
right. Are you kidding me? I was talking to my mom the other day, and I swear to God, this is how I was like, what's up? What are you doing? And she goes, I swear to God, her first word she said to me besides hello was, you know that faggot across the street?
Oh, no.
I guess so.
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
So what happened to the faggot across the street?
She wrote something on Facebook about Trump, and then I guess he's very,
very liberal.
Gay and liberal. And,
yeah.
But he said some shit, but he was like literally like threatening her, like, I live across the street from you type stuff. And I go, whoa. And I was like, she read it's old lady drama, okay? That's all what it is.
What's this guy's name on Facebook?
I don't know.
Let's get these bird brains on.
There's nothing to worry about, trust me. It's like
brains,
old lady.
Burn braids out there. Let's get this guy's name and we'll get him on Facebook. We'll harass this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's how it gets done nowadays.
Yeah.
Internet mobs.
Dude, I can't believe we lasted 4 years because I remember when we first started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
No one's like canceling us.
I remember,
only we cancel us.
I remember when we first started doing this. The dude that we were doing this when we at his place and stuff like that. I remember one time when they were talking comedy before we did the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something about comedy, and he goes, Eric, he goes, that's why, he basically said something like, that's why your career is where your career's at, or something like that. And I remember, like, the next day, like, it was out of nowhere. It's like, damn, dude, didn't you get hugged or fucking, did anybody ever fucking, like, you ever have any friends ever in life, like, with fucking communication? And I remember the next day I told Russ, I can't remember word for word, but I was like, Russ, you just please handle them. And I don't want to talk to these. Just please handle them or I can't do this shit no more.
I like when somebody...
I can only hold back so long of like flawed people. Like, again, people probably think I'm a scumbag, but sometimes I'm smart enough to know like that's kind of a crazy person maybe, or that might be somebody that something's up with it. Yeah, I don't know what's up with it.
I just love
it. Not crazy, but it could be something where I'm like, they got something else going on. I'm not going to fuck with it. Yeah. But please... You know,
people are weirdly aggressive like that. You're just
I love how if me and Eric are ever involved together in something, doing something, and if someone says something to Eric, I know for sure I'm gonna have a 45-minute fucking phone call. So I'm like, yo, who these motherfuckers think they are, dog? You fucking kidding me? Yo, I'm not fucking doing that shit anymore, dog.
Dude, when we first started doing this, no, I had somebody one time say to me that I talk too much on a podcast. It's not about me. It's about Russ. Yeah, and it's like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to do this then? Like, what? Russ stops talking and needs a smoke break or something.
Like, they used to give us like notes and stuff, and it's like that's really listen, that's
so
not
that's
us.
Why I was like, please, just like
just leave us alone.
And then it got better. It did get better, and I feel like I have a pretty good relationship with those people also. But
any new listeners, go back into the fucking catalog. There's some rough episodes. There's like a whole like 2 months where we just did it on an iPad.
Yeah, we had to do it.
It's like we huddled around.
Yeah, we're not proud. You know what? We were never proud of those episodes because you couldn't hear.
The
audio was
there.
Shit, but now that I think about it, I'm proud that we kept it going even with what we had,
right?
Because we knew we had to do that.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Brennan's doing that with his podcast the last so many months, but it was getting rough and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing
like one time he lost the audio like we did, but then he had his cell phone. He recorded from his cell phone.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we have done this in different places, and I would never have guessed it would be 4 years, man. Mm-hmm. I would have thought... Because I'm a quitter. I was raised by quitters and stuff like that.
Like,
so
this is the longest I've ever, done something besides my relationship with Meg.
Yeah.
This is, the longest I've ever been on a diet before. Like, I'll always go, 2 weeks where I'm, gung-ho, I'm fucking doing it. And then it's, 2 weeks of, I'm cheating. I did good those 2 weeks. I'm gonna cheat a little bit. And then after that, it's fucking done. Yeah. But this is, the longest I've kept to it.
Nice.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Since March 1st. And I've had a couple cheat days here and there. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But since March 1st.
What do you weigh right now? Do you know?
I weighed, I got on the scale. I was 377 this morning.
I don't believe it.
Okay. I'll send you a picture bright and early tomorrow morning. With 375.
Video, motherfucker, not a picture. Okay. And somebody else recording it.
375.
I don't want any fuckery, dude.
I'll have your mom do it.
And I want it on different spots on the fucking floor, too.
Why don't we get
different
Illinois,
areas?
The Illinois Athletic Commission to come out and weigh
you. We should have somebody come here. We should have a nutritionist come here.
Have it certified.
So what am I going to get for beating you on our bet?
I thought you told me that you said that I'll fucking pick you up for a month.
I don't know. I don't want to be in a car with you. I don't like that. Because first of all, you're always fucking late, so I don't want to fucking be late. I can drive my own self. I have fucking the Hot Wheels, okay? Nissan Altima, thank you very much. Oh, I want to talk about this.
Honestly, you can just do it for bragging rights, Russ, but since you don't got any integrity in life, I get it.
Wow. Coming from a Cleveland Browns fan. I fucking drove my brother, Eric and my brother both went on vacation on Tuesday at the same day. And I was like, wow, I feel like a fucking
right.
loser.
You are a loser.
You're a loser.
This guy feels like a loser. Yeah, I'm going to Mexico. So your brother's going to the fucking
New Jersey for a fucking
beach
wedding.
House. He's going to the beach, right?
Yeah, he was at the fucking beach all fucking week.
Yeah, I could tell he was having some drinks because he's texting me rude shit and stuff.
Yeah. And it's at fucking.
He never has time to do that.
Oh, yeah, and he never calls me and he's like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm on an island. I'm like, okay, bye. Bye. So I dropped them off at the airport. I had to be in fucking Brookfield at 8:30 a.m., okay? So that means, you got to leave at your house at 5 a.m.
You should just go 290 and get off.
Yeah, 290. Go fuck yourself. Uh-huh. Everything around here sucks dick.
Yeah, I'd get off 290 and get off there, First Avenue.
Okay, so I get there. They put all the fucking car seats in, get the kid, get that, and that. I drop them off the airport, drop them off. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm driving home, and then we're at this, viaduct or whatever, turn it on to, Western. And the light turns green, and this fucking guy doesn't go, so I go, bam. Doesn't go. I go, bam, bam. Doesn't fucking go. So I go, bam. And he fucking turned. He's like, whoa, what? And I go, the light's fucking green. What? I'm like, I'm going, I'm like imitating him. Yeah. I'm going, what? With my arms up in the fucking air. Uh-huh. So then we fucking roll out and we're in a fucking like stoplight or whatever. And he pulls up to my fucking car and he goes, roll down the window. And I roll down the window and he goes, is there a fucking problem? I go, you didn't go when the light turned green. That was the problem. Uh-huh. You go, why are you fucking beeping at me? I go, you didn't go when the light turned green. So I guess, should we wait until you're done with your phone or whatever? Or he's like, I got eyes, okay? I could see. I got eyes. I go, okay, buddy. He goes, do you want to like pull over? You want to fuck? Yeah. He goes, do you want to fight? I go, yes. I'd love to fight because you didn't go when the light turned green. I go, all right, buddy, have a good one. And I fucking roll out my window. Like, you motherfucker.
He was waiting for that. Like, guys like that, they're already like amped up or something like that. They're just, it's like, so
you, he wanted me to like fucking fight. No, he was a little fucking Mexican kid. We're fucking shitting on him.
See, this is why, like, men, like, I don't cry, right? But guys like that, they don't cry either. And that's why women, how they cry so much is because they release their stress that way. Right. Guys ain't crying, so then they got to do that shit where they almost got to get their fucking release out on beating somebody up, and then they somehow rationalize it as a good idea.
They have to start a fight with a fat white guy or jerk off.
Yeah.
I jerk off.
Yeah, because you're a fucking jerk.
Do you want to fight? Yes, I would love to pull over and fight.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
Dude.
I'm 33 years old. Yes, please.
Just 2 days ago, dude, like 1 p.m. on Central and 55th, right by Midway Airport. Just right at their wall around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a light trying to turn left there. And as I'm trying to turn left, I look over and I see a dude that just got off the bus or is going to get on the bus, either or. And he's in front of the bus a little bit, in front of the bus in the street lane.
Yeah.
And he's talking to a Mustang, a red Mustang that's in the other lane. At the light, and I thought they were buddies, but then I seen the dude lift his shirt up, and he had a little fucking like a revolver, little pistol grip right here on the right side of his fucking pelvis area or whatever, dude. I was like, whoa, and I had to turn into it where he'd be shooting. Like, I was right. Please don't. And then I'll get past him or whatever. And then
That's when you pull up and go, did you order an Uber?
Yeah.
You saved the situation.
Dude, yeah.
Could have been a hero.
Yeah. Dude, there's people in our town that walk around with fucking guns like that that aren't registered probably.
Of course.
Fucking ready to get down.
That's why I stay on the north side.
Yeah. They got it on the north side. Are you kidding me? Dude, I tell you what. The north side has some mean lesbian gangbangers, dude. I'm not even joking, dude.
There's there's that gang up on the...
I don't know where they hang
on
at.
On Halstead called the Marges. There's the Clark Street bitches. Don't mess with them.
Dude, no. I used to work with a chick, man. A real pretty chick that was fucking... She went both ways, man. Mm-hmm. And she fucking dated... No, she was batting on both sides, dude. Mm-hmm. And she fucking dated this fucking gangbanger chick, dude. Yeah. Would pick her up. And I got a ride home from him one time. I think when I was living with Russ, dude.
Okay.
And so I got to see more of the behavior over time. And this chick... was, first of all, she looked like
Latifah.
She looked like fat Carlos Mencia. You know what I'm saying? Like, she looked like that.
Mencia's fat.
Yeah, but even fatter, dude. And she looked like she's killed somebody. I bet she's killed people, or she's like okay with killing people. And she's just basically like a gang. She's a gangbanger. She's like that type of gangbanger that's like does shit. And she's also a woman, so I think she has more to prove. It's even more. Well, that's like female. Whoa.
That's like women cops.
No, women cops. Dude, I can't believe that chick that shot that dude got off. That's fucking crazy.
How do you not believe that?
I don't believe any of
what
that.
What are you talking about? A big-ass fucking dude going back into his car. What are you supposed to do?
You don't have to shoot.
And let him just take out whatever. Let him take out a fucking gun and blow her fucking head off.
Maybe there should be a rule. If you're taking that fucking $100,000 in Chicago a year, $90,000 a year for fucking cop money, that they have to shoot first before you even shoot. Okay, that's it. Sorry, that's why we got it.
That's wrong.
Yeah? They got to shoot. No,
it's
really?
Stupid. Yeah,
no, so because, dumb. Well, how else are we going to defend this?
No, dude, because if somebody shoots first, they can hit anything around you that is could be.
Do you know what?
A kid. A kid, so a fucking bus.
To,
a fucking.
To, you need to kill anything that's a threat.
Eliminate the threat.
No, I had the most brilliant idea ever, but America wouldn't do it. And especially
did
Chicago.
You present it to America?
No, they just wouldn't do it because I already see the words in the air. But, dude, take away the guns from the cops. They don't got guns anymore. No more shooting. No more shooting people. They just don't got guns. And if you shoot a cop, you're a fucking scumbag, and you're going down because they didn't even. They were unarmed. You didn't. There's no reason.
A totally unfair fight.
But you know, eventually though, in the public eye, people go, "Dude, you had a gun and you killed him." This person, they don't have guns.
How many people have to die before that happens?
It's gonna. You're gonna.
And people like cops in England don't have them. Yeah, because nobody has guns. Right. In England.
Exactly.
Dude, I just think the cops here in Chicago should just have squirt guns. You know what I'm saying? They got to work the water edge. You know what I'm saying? They got to be right by the river and the lake.
I just got some news from WGN. There's a police-involved shooting in Aurora. So.
Oh, really?
So,
Mexican dude. That was a Mexican dude that shot at.
Stop it.
Are you kidding me? Have you been to Aurora, Pat? Yes, I bet you haven't been to Aurora since fucking 99. I was there last week.
Definitely accurate.
Yeah, see?
Probably before that even.
A lot changes, dude. Go out to Aurora.
Probably before that even.
Go out to Aurora, dude.
I think
I didn't like it when I was there 20 years ago.
It's not
bad. Said a number of people are in custody, and then the officer wasn't harmed, and the suspect got shot in the leg. So.
Oh, really?
There are not going to be any protests tonight. So,
you know, dude, I see the side of people that want to take away guns. I really see it, and especially the older I get. Dude, not to bring this podcast down, this is a very true story, dude. I had a dude, I think three days ago in my car, and I pick him up out past O'Hare. I said, what's up, man? As soon as he gets to my car, how's your day go? I said, you got a busy day. That's what I said. I said, how's your day, man? You got a busy day today? And right when I started, and if they don't say anything, I don't talk to them.
Right.
You know, and it's usually, yeah, it's okay. And I'm like, boom. But this guy goes, I swear to God, I can't remember word for word what he said, but he goes, you're taking me to the hospital where my 15-year-old cousin just died. He got shot. His dad took his cell phone away. This isn't a 25-minute conversation to all this information. His dad took his cell phone away, put it in the safe. His 15-year-old son knew the fucking combination, got into the safe with his 10-year-old's brother, and they took the clip out of a gun they found. They thought it was all out, but there must have been one in the chamber. 10-year-old pulls the trigger, shoots his brother that's 15, dies. 10-year-old brother doesn't even know what happened. He just was traumatized, ran to the neighbor. The dad of those kids, they had to do a gun residue fucking test on his hand to police because they were like, oh, you took your cell phone away from your gun, then you killed him or whatever.
Right.
And then they did one on the 10-year-old. The fucking residue was on his hand. And, dude, we were just talking about just for 25 minutes, like, how they're going to deal with it. Like, that 10-year-old, how's that 10-year-old, what's his life going to be like?
And then, after this whole conversation, did you say, how's the temperature in the car? Is it good for you?
No. You know what? I turn the temperature up depending on what outside is.
Is there a certain radio station you like to listen to? Or?
No.
Are you kidding?
I have some mints in the center console if you want to go ahead and get some mints. There's a mint, and then there's a cell phone charger up here if you need some juice.
Some juice.
You need some juice. I got some juice for you.
No, I ain't that type of Uber driver. I don't got fucking drinks in my car.
Battery juice.
That's so stupid.
All right. Have a good one. All right. We're here at the hospital. And just remember, a 5-star goes a long way. All right. Have a great day.
I don't say any of that type of thing, man. A lot of times I don't talk to people, dude.
Hey, we got an email, huh?
We do have a new email.
I'm not sure if I want. No, hold on here, man.
You want to go take a shit or something?
No, I really don't know if I want to hear this because Insidious Dr. X last week.
Did he get a hold of you?
No, I no.
See, I wish he would like private message you and talk to you.
I don't want nobody to private message me. Don't worry about it. Please don't. And then I was listening to that dude, and you know, man, I really think people I say the truth. A lot of people out there, your corporate America out. You brought your corporate America guidelines home into the workplace, and now it's in this fucking culture and stuff like that. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. You only act like that way because people are paying you. Nobody's paying me to be me, motherfucker. I'm going to be me. Okay?
All right, so we got an email.
So we have an email.
Let's read that.
All right, this email is from Andrew.
Andrew!
Says, hey, guys.
Hold on here.
What?
His name's Andrew?
Yes.
I already see how this email's going.
Hey, guys. I wrote the show before and have been wanting to write back for a while. Specifically, to give a shout-out to Eric.
Oh, shit.
Eric does have incredibly strong opinions that are sometimes supported by completely inaccurate statistics that he screams into the microphone.
Yeah.
But, Eric, you say you're being yourself, and I admire that.
Oh.
I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt, this show would not be the same without you.
I agree with that.
100%. I absolutely agree with that.
Wow. It would be way better.
Well, there's one decent person in the world. One rational thinker that listens to us.
please, at the end, P.S. I was just kidding. Fuck Eric.
So, it continues. Pat, you sinful fuck. Just kidding. Your musical dislikes really bum me out sometimes.
Well, is it,
that's going to happen.
That is the shoe dropping on me? Is that he going to say that happen. He doesn't like me now? Oh, boy. Happen. I don't know if I like
him. No, he's a positive guy. He likes everybody.
Russ, I really hope you stay on track with your diet plan.
Thank you, sir. I'm doing good.
Do you think you'll be coming back to Milwaukee anytime soon?
I should be there soon at the Comedy Cafe. I was there last summer, so yeah, I should be there this summer. Look, keep a lookout.
The Comedy Cafe is a great bar, great comedy club.
I like
club,
that
right?
place. Yeah,
I liked it I better when it was on Brady and Van Buren. I felt like the fucking that room was a little bit better. Yeah. They had those low ceilings, dude. They pack them in there.
I love Milwaukee.
It continues. Well, sorry for the long email, but I just wanted to say seriously thank you to all three of you for showing up every week and doing the show, and thank you for all the laughs. Tell that jerk from the Laugh Factory not to delete any more episodes. Go Birds, Andy.
Oh, shit. Wow, Brian's.
I got
from
it.
Andy. You got it. Fucking... Yep, that's where the hammer fell.
Yeah, you should see his face. He looks like he had to unplug everything.
He's deleting this one now. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, something happened.
I'm just used to getting it all the time, you know? Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Wow, I'm real surprised.
He closes it with Andy. He probably goes by Andy.
Thank you, Andy. That was very good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, you know what, man? Seriously. I listened to that last episode, and I remember when Al Jam wrote in and stuff like that too. And you know what, man? I'm being original. Russ, he's a big phony. Russ is a big fucking phony.
I'm the biggest phony.
He's always
is.
Worried about his fucking bullshit stand up and acting career.
Eric, whoever could,
he's always worried.
Eric, whoever could elevate me in the game, I'm their friend.
Eric, you just got a positive email and still
is right.
Still
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Still. Still.
That's like, you know.
So, Pat, this guy doesn't like your music choices either, huh?
No, I don't expect anybody to be tuning into this thing for my musical selections.
Yeah, Andy must have a good taste in music or something like that. I don't understand how, like, yeah, I'm trying to figure you out, Pat.
A lot of musicians listen to our podcast.
No.
Pat, sure. I don't understand like why you don't like
music?
Popular music. Like because you don't like it. It never gets you. Like you don't got one weirdo group where you're like, oh my god, I fucking George Michael.
Devo
was
popular once. I like Devo.
Tell me you didn't watch the Billboard Music Awards and watch Celine Dion sing My Heart Goes On. You didn't get goosebumps. Tell me that.
I did not watch Celine Dion.
I did.
So the rest is moot.
I asked him when Chris Cornell died. I was like, hey, like, how'd you feel about Chris Cornell? And he's like, oh, yeah, no.
Not a fan of his music, but I heard from people, like, I know people who knew him, and he was apparently a nice guy.
Dude. So. He's excellent, dude.
Could he sing? Yes. Did I like his music? No.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. See, I can be conciliatory towards music that I don't care for.
And dude, he was in like really great bands and shit, man. Right?
What's up?
I mean, he was in great bands, dude. It wasn't like this. I mean, this guy was world class, man.
I don't know.
You know, I see
his Audio Slave, a world class band.
I think they're world class. They're elite.
Really?
Yeah, of course. That fucking guitarist that they had from Rage Against the Machine, and then fucking Chris Cornell singing, and then those other dudes are somebody too. I don't know.
Yeah, but did they put out any memorable music?
Yeah, they did, dude.
Did they?
Yeah.
I can't really think of any.
Yeah, they like,
at least I know the song that Russ is singing.
They had some big hits in Audio Slave, dude. Like they had some.
Like then, a Stone was huge.
Yeah, Like a Stone.
Don't know
it. Yeah,
I don't know that.
Gasoline.
Words. I don't know what you're but yeah, dude. Plus that like Temple of the Dog song, that Hungry Strike song.
Yeah, yep,
he was the one that opened up in that song.
Sure.
Dude, he was fucking awesome.
Come on, hunger.
Yeah. I didn't care for grunge in general because I feel like grunge sort of distilled.
Yeah, but I can sing Black Hole Sun. Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Come on, this is exactly like Walls Away.
It's like a country version.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Fuck you. That's it.
Like there was a little twang in there.
This guy's like fucking Bo Biden over here.
Bo Biden.
Loser.
All right.
Dude, that fucking song Outshined, that fucking song is like, that's rock classic, dude. Yeah.
Spoon Man!
Yeah,
oh, Spoon God, Man. Don't Spoon defend Spoon Man.
Do you guys ever heard his album? He did an album with Timbaland. It was all pop music.
What?
Justin Timberlake wrote a bunch of them.
What the fuck?
Did you ever hear he did a concert, like, when they were doing, like, Audio Slave? He would go out there and do, like, an acoustic set, and he did Billie Jean's Not My Lover, but, like, it turned it into, like, this fucking, like, kind of, like,
sad
gospel song, like... She's in hell no more. And I can't imagine.
You know, dude, like, I seen a Chris Cornell meme with fucking Robin Williams and fucking Aaron Hernandez. They all hung themselves, dude. Supposedly. No,
it's like, hey, y'all want to hang out?
Oh man.
It was like Robin Williams.
God damn.
Yo, people are fucked up.
Yeah, internet's brutal.
Robin Williams on the cell phone was like, hey, y'all want to hang out? And then it was like Chris Cornell going, yeah, I can hang around or something like that.
Yeah.
Hang out. And then I don't know. Then like Aaron Hernandez said, like, I'm stuck hanging out here or something like that.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's brutal, dude.
That is brutal.
I dressed as Robin Williams for Halloween, I dressed as Patch Adams with a blue face with a belt around my neck.
Okay.
When I came here to the Laugh Factory, and everybody's like, what the
fuck? Yo, what is wrong?
Right?
It was right after it happened.
Too, you think you're funny or something? Do you guys have a Halloween party here?
Nah, well, like, everybody dresses up every year.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I gotta come. That sounds fun.
Yeah. What are you gonna be, Russ? A marshmallow?
I'm gonna dress up as Eric's mom's vagina. I'm just gonna have cum all over me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, come on. Listen, I said things worse on here that got a little titter. That was absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you guys. You know what I saw last night? The fucking The Wizard of Wall Street or something like that Robert De Niro thing about Bernie Madoff on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Wow, is he good. He's probably the best actor of our fucking time right now. He fucking looks like Robert De Niro is fucking amazing in this fucking movie. You got to see this movie.
Best actor right now is like Leo, like Leonardo.
De Niro's just decided he will cash a paycheck just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
Like, he can still be good, but he'll do anything.
But he also does a fucking great HBO movie and shit.
Right, right.
I'm telling you, he was so fucking good in this. You got to watch it.
Oh, yeah?
It was amazing.
Did you guys watch The Comedian yet?
No.
No, man.
No, I should watch that. I'm just talking about him.
Is that pretty good?
But isn't it on, Netflix? It's on Netflix?
Nah, I don't think so.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
I rented it.
I'm not doing it.
iTunes. But, I don't know if you guys like it, but I'm interested to hear it.
Well, we don't like anything.
I know.
Right?
But that's what makes me think you might like it.
All right.
Because you don't like anything.
I like Eric.
This guy doesn't like me. He never calls me anymore.
I never call you anymore.
This guy's a fucking loser.
You sound
dude.
Like my fucking wife.
Yeah, this guy. Fucking, I'll call him. No answer. It's like fucking.
You always call me when I'm
too
eating.
Skinny and too hot for you.
No, I know.
I'm putting like this like new product in my hair that like makes my hair thicker and shit. I'm like starting to brush my teeth before I go out. Things are changing. Things are changing.
You're starting to brush your teeth before you go out.
The times they are changing.
Oh my god.
A lot of times I would just do like one quick wipe and not even worry about the shit on my asshole. Now, now I'm really cleaning it up.
That's your move?
Now I'm really cleaning
it up. You can't do that, dude.
Who cares if I had an itchy asshole and shitty underwear?
Oh, hell no.
Now I clean it up.
Whoa.
You know, because I care about myself now.
Wow.
I care about myself.
Your wife is a fucking saint, Russ.
She's been grooming me, shaving my back and stuff.
Oh my God. You gotta shave your back?
I'm getting ready for this fucking summer, dude.
How does she feel about you, Russ?
She I think she wants me to get fat.
Really?
Why? Really?
I think she wants me to fucking just so
she
like
wants you to die.
So chicks don't fucking
go and start fucking me.
That's what girls do. They fucking they marry you and then they fatten you up and they make you like dress like an asshole and then they take away all your friends. That's what they.
So she's actually like.
No, man, she's so supportive. We go to the grocery store all the time, and like I'm starting to get her to do it now and stuff. It's all good.
I think my wife has a fear of getting fat, and I love that fear. You know what I'm saying? I love that she's like got this fear of getting fat, and I'm like, I am so glad that she's got that. Because even if she does get fat, at least she'll hold it off as long as until she says fuck it.
Right.
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 Same thing with me too. Like I'll hold it off until I just say fuck.
No,
it.
Listen. Your body said fuck it 2 years ago.
Oh really? You got to be kidding me. Dude,
I said to these guys before the podcast, I'm like, I have an Odell Beckham jersey, all right, that I got a couple years ago, and then I haven't been able, remember when I wore that one time? We were all over my house, and we were all drunk, and I put it on, and I came out, and it looked like it was screaming to get off, and I want to wear that comfortably by the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. That was an Odell Beckham, that 13 jersey with Odell Beckham?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just thought that was the number of skin tags you got on your body.
You should do it by the first game of the season.
I know, yeah. opening.
Fuck you, Russ. You ain't. Why are you fooling these guys? Like, because I feel bad for them. Because especially the listeners.
The
like,
proof is
why
in,
are you telling people this? It's like you're playing charades, dude.
The proof is in the sugar-free pudding, my man.
No, it's not, Russ. I've been here before with you, dude. Come on, man. You kidding me? Please, guys, listeners out there, it's a joke. He's not really doing that.
What do you think he weighs right now?
I bet he weighs like 383 or some shit like that, or 386.
That's still like 50 pounds less.
Yeah, I know. But like, yeah, whatever.
50 pounds? But dude, he was like 430 pounds.
Yeah, but
so when you say 50 pounds,
that's huge.
Wow, are you kidding me, dude? No, no. 430 is huge, correct. And also his 383 is huge.
50 pounds is huge.
The loss is huge.
Are you kidding me? You know the refrigerator Perry was like 305 when he played in the fucking Bears when he ran in the football?
He was also like 5'8".
No, he was a refrigerator Perry.
I remember I brought this up before.
308 pounds or something like that.
I'm going to look it up.
And he was refrigerator Perry, dude.
Eric, I'm going to look so much hotter than you, dude.
No, dude, are you kidding me? Do you know how long it would even take you to get where I'm at right now?
6'2", 335.
6'2", huh?
How much?
6'2", 335.
So, yeah, he was your height.
There's no way I would look like that. There's no way I would look like that in a football uniform.
The refrigerator Perry was 335, and you are still like 380, and you were 403.
I want to look up how big was Yokozuna?
Oh my god,
Yokozuna!
Yeah, remember Yokozuna?
Yeah, and then he used to put his fucking fat pussy on people's faces like in a wrestling ring. Ugh!
I bet you like wrestling weight. They're gonna say he's like 800 pounds.
Build weight, 641 pounds.
See,
build weight.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Which means they pumped it up.
That's what they said.
Oh. They pumped it up. But yeah. I mean, he's clearly enormous.
I just appreciate all your support, Eric.
Don't touch me, Russ.
Who's the largest college football player?
Let's find out.
Yo, there's this one dude in fucking high school. He like just came over from Australia or something like that. He's like 6'10", 400 and like something pounds. And they're interviewing some like this like high school coach. He's like, I told him, man. I said he's the second biggest person I ever saw in life besides Shaq.
The largest Jackson football Norris. Player right now is actually still in high school. I don't know. Well, this was in 2015. He might be in college right now. 7 feet tall, 440 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. 440 pounds?
Yeah. And that was him in high school.
So wait, Russ. You're 433.
Yeah. He was at 433. And this guy's like the biggest athlete in the country.
And he's
feet tall.
So that's why I'm not even impressed, Russ. Like, come on, dude. Like, get out of here, man. I mean, I'm trying to do you a favor, dude.
No,
like,
fuck you, Eric. Fuck you don't do me any favors, bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to do you some fucking solids over here, man.
Pat, what do we got for topics?
We do have some topics. You guys already mentioned one of the high-profile deaths with Chris Cornell. Just the other day, Roger Moore, the third James Bond, died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the fourth best Bond.
You're not a fan of the Roger Moore movies at all?
My mom always said he was the best.
A lot of, yeah. Well, your mom's the lady's favorite. Eric, he was like the James Bond of your era, kind of.
Yeah, I think it goes
Sean.
Best,
it goes
though.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
It goes that dude now, Daniel Craig.
Okay,
because he's badass. I just watched that fucking last one. He's fucking crazy.
Jesus.
Fucking weed.
Please, dude.
Daniel Craig, then it goes fucking Pierce Brosnan, okay? Dude, sexy as fuck.
Kind of weak, though.
And who other?
Timothy
ones?
Dalton was a.
Then
George Lazenby.
Then Roger Moore, and then
Roger
the rest
Moore.
Of them that no one gives
so
a fuck.
The rest about. Of them.
But that's my list.
A lot of people seem to like Live and Let Die. That movie seems to be remembered.
And to be honest, I just made that list. I maybe saw. The only movie Bond movie I've ever saw like straight through was the Daniel Craig ones.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I watched
a bunch.
They used to be on like TBS Crunch.
Yeah, yeah. They showed them like nonstop.
Yeah,
I've seen Moonraker like six times.
I was outside making friends and getting pussy.
I remember when I was in a movie theater one time when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and I seen the trailer for Octopussy.
Yeah,
and
right.
I remember after
you're like, how did they get away with that title?
I remember after it like went down, it was going to go to the next one. Somebody yelled out Octopussy.
Dude, how old are you?
Up 41.
What year was that?
And he goes, whatever year that was coming out.
I'll tell you.
What year was Octopussy coming out?
And then when the
piano, like 86,
85,
85,
and then when the piano player stopped playing music in the theater, someone wrote out Octopussy.
83,
dude. I remember that motherfucker yelling Octopussy, and I knew it was funny then.
In the theater?
Yeah, in the theater. Because after it went down, somebody yelled just out of nowhere. It was real quiet. Somebody yelled Octopussy.
And then you said, and then you told your uncle to stop.
No. I'm age appropriate to have seen that in the theater.
Yeah.
I probably did. It was rated PG.
Dude, I tell you what, man. I used to love so many shitty movies growing up, like Meatballs. I used to fucking love Meatballs.
Sure.
That was Meatballs. Such a good one.
Porky's.
Up the Creek. Porky's. I was a huge fan of fucking the first Porky's was terrible. So fucking
best,
great.
Best tit movies. Best tit movies in the
Oh,
the
they
world.
Had the tit movies, dude.
Yeah. There was a lot of bush in that one, too, if I remember correctly.
I used to love fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High when fucking Phoebe Kate.
That movie's actually got something to it. That's not just a titty movie.
Nothing better than
that movie's got something to it.
Nothing better than a huge, musky bush. Am I right?
Ugh, no.
Musky.
No. And see, the reason it's not because of the adjective you use to describe it.
Just get
musky.
Just get it in there and then wear it for the next couple
of days. You know what, though? Sometimes when you see like appropriate amount of hair, like it's you literally like that's a pussy, right? Like where you're just
no, but
like
here's
that's
the thing.
A pussy.
The girls that have really fucking hairy bushes, their pussies are fucked up. The girls that say their shit. Oh, dude, I watch porn all the time, and I jerk off to pictures too when Meg's sleeping and I can't play the sound.
Oh, right. You jerk off? Oh, yeah.
I jerk off to pictures and stuff.
Still, like pictures.
I'm 33 years old. I still jerk off to pictures. I do.
You're laying next
slideshows. No, not laying next for no.
He's on his dirty ass couch that won't sit on. I go to his house. I'm like, no, man, I'll stand.
Just DNA all of this.
I'll stand.
But always the girls with the hairy pussies, dude. They got their shit is fucked up. And then the girls that have like their bald, their shit looks great because you want to show that off.
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe that's what it is. They got
then,
a pretty pussy.
And then sometimes
yeah, right.
you'll happen on like these like photo albums and stuff, and like all of a sudden you'll get like a hairy one, but they didn't advertise it as
right,
hairy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like a couple nice pictures. And you're like, oh wow, she's fucking great. Because a lot of these hairy chicks have nice bodies, but and then all of a sudden they take one and their fucking pit is just pitting out.
Oh.
Like, come on, get out of here. And then you look closer and they have like hair on their legs, and you're like, oh my.
Yeah, you
but you're
God.
Saying it's.
You know, like a
chick.
Hirsute women.
If you're fucking banging some chick and she pops her arm up and she's all fur under there, you're gonna be like, let's stop this.
No,
all right, of course.
But like, I'm gonna be like, I'm never, you know, I'm not gonna talk to you again. Sometimes these pictures, they bend over and like they have so much hair coming out of their pussy and ass, looks like they just shit themselves.
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
ladies, it's not a good look.
I assume that's a thing, though.
But I don't know how they go around and shave their assholes. Do they just like do
they
it?
They
like
pay somebody.
Wax?
They pay somebody.
Yeah, you get waxed.
Do they do it like they're just no? But like. No, because a lot of women don't wax all the time.
Yeah. Right.
So what, do they just like take the razor like
yeah.
they're like
yeah,
they're wiping their ass?
Yeah.
Fuck. You're going to miss a couple of hairs. You can't see back there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I would never do that. What if you nick your asshole? Your fucking asshole falls out.
People
it's not
going to fall out. I don't think you're shaving your asshole.
Dude, this is the most
you
humans
should.
That we know have ever been groomed, dude. I mean, this groomed. I mean, we got people to go get their hair blown out, get fake eyelashes on, their nails and toes done. I mean, people are going to spas and shit like that. People are buying so much money in makeup and stuff. Like right now, dude, people are the prettiest they've ever probably been. Humans, this is the prettiest they've ever been.
Was the first pussy you guys saw hairy?
Mine was, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And I think you know what?
Yeah.
I thank America for it. You know what I'm saying? I fucking am so happy that it was that the first pussy I ever got was like real hairy like that. You know, because dude.
When that happened, I just think she was just like a fucking gross ass girl. Like the rest of them after that was just
strictly
shaved.
Yeah, we're
shaved.
Like the same age, and every girl growing up, like they shaved. Every girl wore a thong, and every girl shaved.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Fuck me, man. No. I grew up like fucking 10 years late.
I like hair because I never see it.
Wow.
See, like, but I like that landing strip. I think that's cool. Yeah. I can get
that's
into that.
That's the 90s right there.
I can get into that.
Dude, one time a girl told me she had a landing strip, but I went down on her, and she just left the hair on the sides of her pussy.
She was, like,
that's
waving you in. Come
that's
on
fucking
in.
Fucking cool,
get
dude.
In there.
She literally, like, she did, like, a Grace Jones down there or something
right?
like that, right?
Yeah. Turned it on its head.
Grace Jones, that pussy hair.
Fucking Sully.
Yeah. Anyways, what else is in the fucking news?
Let's see here.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Is this my show, Pat? What else we got?
Well, Russ, you're over here being bored. You're boring the fuck out of me over here, dude.
You can't take notes? Listen, it's Russ's show.
Yeah. No, don't. Why am I talking so much? Like, why am I talking so much?
You need to focus on Russ.
Russ, you might be looking forward to some more work coming up. Three out of the four shows set in Chicago were renewed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so Chicago Fire.
I thought you were going to talk about Bobby Moynihan leaving SNL.
No.
bunch of people.
All right.
Yeah, there's two women left it, right?
But yeah, what's the only Chicago
Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD all got renewed, but Chicago Justice,
yeah, Chicago
got,
Justice
canceled.
Got canceled.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that was a real thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Those shows fucking suck dick.
Yeah, but they've been giving a lot of work to a lot of Chicago actors. So fuck
those motherfuckers. I'm telling you.
They pull numbers. They get renewed. Yeah, all,
Sophia
you know,
Bush.
Because there's like dumb. Who?
Sophia Bush. She yeah. That shit. I love her.
Do you know how many people come up to a show and they're like, we remember you from Chicago Fire. That's why we came. Yeah. So I'm like, that show sucks.
It's going to happen.
Those shows fucking suck. It's just like Fat Housewives watching those things. Gay guys.
Now we got Lorice Hawkins from the show. He's on Chicago PD. He comes through the club, and he brings a lot of
them. There you go.
Great.
Well, I'm not saying the people that do the show. I'm just saying the people that are like, it's like fluff, dude. It's come on, man. It's
his character in the show is starting to do stand up now.
Of course,
no, of course.
Right. And we got him to mention the Laugh Factor a couple times.
Oh, good.
So then we can get people here to watch you perform, Russ.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
I don't care so much about those shows. I care more about Team Mom OG. And
God damn it.
Yeah, Team Mom OG, Farrah Abraham.
What is wrong with you?
She's fucking out of her fucking mind.
You ever watch a challenge?
Who?
The challenge?
No.
Oh, my God. I was, like, talking to Brian the other day.
Yeah.
I was talking to Brian. I'm like, are you watching this baseball game or something like that? He's like, no, I'm watching The Challenge. I go, is that MTV show with fucking, like, Chase and who's the jerk off from Boston?
CT.
Is that where they pit like people from their various reality shows against each other?
Dude, it's the best show on TV. You guys,
I'm gonna start recording it, dude. My wife would watch.
It's so good. Like the last season, CT, he retired and he came back and he fucking won the whole thing. Dude, they win like at the end of it. He won like $160,000.
Wow.
The last dude last season, he made it all the way to the end with a partner. They asked him because he scored a higher time. They're like, you can either take all the money or split it with the person that helped you get here. And he took all the fucking money.
My God. And what did the person do? Did they fight or anything?
She was crying.
Oh, it was a girl. Good.
Yeah, he took like $360,000.
But did she really help him?
Yeah, for like certain things for sure.
I gotta watch that.
It's good, man. I'm telling you. And they bring back. It's been. It's 30 seasons, 25 seasons deep, and they bring back some of the same people. Like Jesus. This one dude, Johnny. I think he's won like 7 of them. He's made like a total of like $600,000.
Jesus Christ!
People make like real money.
Well, dude, listen, it can't be better than Naked and Afraid XL, okay?
That fucking show
is excellent, dude. And not one of these motherfuckers have fucked yet. Not one has fucked yet, man.
Really?
And I was thinking, I bet they're going to put these people in a condition they're only going to have one option for, like, body heat.
Yeah.
And they're going to be attracted to each other somehow, and they're just going to fuck, right? Where it's just, like, Naked and Afraid, and they just fuck for, like, 21 days.
That's not.
I bet it's going to happen.
That's not going
to
happen.
Dude, to think the shit that you got to eat on Naked and Afraid, you're eating snake. You're eating like fucking bugs.
Cock. Yeah. They make them do that in the challenge, but first they make them run like 3 miles and then they have to fucking eat bugs.
Oh, hell no.
It's way worse. Sometimes it's the best show.
Could you imagine if you took like the first reality shows, like even like the, take a show from the 50s
mm-hmm.
that were like variety shows
yeah.
and then show them like shows like that, they would fucking, if those people
oh,
would.
They would die of embarrassment.
They would freak out that this is like what society does.
No, they would get addicted to it like everybody else.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably would, but man, it is. We have came a far way with entertainment, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a long way.
Sure.
I mean, they were fighting things for so long,
dude. It's a $1 trillion industry.
Mm. You think the internet has done it to where like you could put stuff out there and just the government and people, they can't fucking push it down because there's so much of it. Is that why the internet becomes the internet? Because it's just like, fuck it, just let it go. This is who we are. This is who these humans are. Watch it.
The internet is the truest representation of who we are, because like every filthy, awful thing, and every good thing that exists in humanity is represented on the internet.
Yeah, like I just wonder if you had a breakdown of like, if somebody did a breakdown of humans on the internet, what that would read. You know what I'm saying? Because it would, you would see all the porn. I mean, people are on porn all the fucking time. Fight videos.
I think it's just dank memes.
Fight videos and memes, you're right.
But that's just your section of the internet.
Right, that's what you're checking out.
There's Black Twitter. Have you ever been up on that?
Right, I know. There's something. No, I don't even. I don't. Black Twitter kidding. Isn't just people. Isn't that just black people just tweeting on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That is so crazy, because I don't call it white Twitter. Like, it's not like I'm over here like, oh, did you see white Twitter? Right? And it's like, oh, white Twitter is blowing up right now. That sounds so fucking stupid.
Yeah, they call that Republicans.
Yeah. No, Republicans are changing, dude. So are Democrats. The Democrats have already changed, dude. Republicans and Democrats have changed.
We're going to remain the only podcast that doesn't talk about politics or any kind of seriousness.
All right, yeah. In the vein of that, I got a story that I think you guys will enjoy.
Like the vein, I'm like...
A 65-year-old Florida man was just acquitted of murder. He somehow had convinced the jury that the woman had choked to death during oral sex.
His cock.
I seen that on World Star, dude.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. And I wish I had a cock that big.
Here's the thing.
Something's up.
They filed a motion to make him show his penis to the jury. Yeah. But
wow.
But the defense rested before the judge made a determination. So he didn't have to whip his cock out for the jury.
But what is that going to do? What are the people on
there? Well, I mean.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yes.
Who knows her technique, dude? She must have been deep-throating like a motherfucker, though, right? God. I mean.
Or he's a murderer, and he's covering it up by lying.
I mean, that's a fucking crazy idea. Like,
or you feel. Imagine how bad he probably feels if he's not a murderer. Like,
I feel bad how he feels. I'd be fucking the cock in a walk. I'd be like, come suck on my penis. That could kill you.
It'd be. I bet you it might scar you. You might never get a blowjob again.
Right?
No, I know. There's some broads out there. No, there's some broads out there that want to fucking test the waters. Believe me.
Yeah, of course. But
and I'll find them.
You might not want to do it.
Or just go into porn. Be like the cock that kills bitches.
He's 65.
Kill cock. They call me kill cock.
See, he's probably on like a fucking good Viagra.
Right.
Got him real hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hard as
fuck. How old was the girl? How old was the girl?
60.
All right.
Oh, well, then.
Good for her, though. Still throwing some dicks up,
right?
60, man. That,
throwing
that,
it around.
That's great.
Disgusting.
Well, people, old people fuck, dude.
You know, it's weird because I didn't think white women suck dick after a certain age. So it really surprises me that they did that.
No, your mom still your mom still has a very eager mouth.
You didn't see that one coming? Come on.
Yeah. What else we got, Pat?
Let's see here. That's a few movie news. Were you guys a fan of Spaceballs at all?
I loved it.
Yeah, it Mel Brooks is saying Spaceballs 2 is almost definitely happening.
Oh, really? I thought it was a no-go.
Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. He just made some new comments on it. So,
dude, Spaceballs is the best. Funny, the best scene in cinema is when they like comb the desert and they have like a comb and they're like, "Do you find anything?" Cinema? "Nothing yet, sir." They have another comb. Yeah. Like, "Anything?" "Nothing, sir." "What about you guys?" And there's two black guys with a pick. "Man, we ain't found shit." Like, they don't make shit like that anymore. They don't make movies like that anymore.
Yeah.
They have fucking stupid Baywatch movies.
Right.
That dumb fucking Zac Efron and Rock where they, they make stupid jokes like this. Whatever that stupid cadence is. That dialogue that they have where they're like confused or they're, I hate it. It's not funny. There's no fucking jokes. Go watch a Mel Brooks fucking movie and laugh your ass off. Anybody that hasn't seen Blazing Saddles, anybody that hasn't seen Spaceballs, you're an asshole. Go fucking watch those movies and
History of the World
and laugh.
That's another good one.
God. That fucking Zac Efron.
We really touched a nerve here.
How many stupid movies are going to make? And that stupid movie with let's get four girls that are funny in all separate opposite things that they do. The broad from Broad City, the girl from SNL. Uh-huh. We'll get another one that's that's the hot one. And then we'll get another one. And then we'll bring them together like they've been best friends their whole life.
I just don't like it because they're trying to break the patriarchy, Russ. That's why you don't like it.
I like that video that you sent me.
Oh, yeah?
On the Joe Rogan's podcast where they talk about how, how, like, you know, like, how this divorce bullshit, that's really, it's insulting to women, and it's sexist.
Yeah, but they're running with it, though, man. Right. That, that's something really that needs to be restructured, dude. It really does need, divorces need to be restructured, dude.
How a judge says, you can't get along in this world without your husband's fucking alimony.
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous, women. You should be ashamed of yourself. Fucking pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Oh, boy.
Dude, you know what? The next award show that comes around, which for movies, I don't know which one that is, but Get Out should clean up on. And if it does,
did you see it yet?
No, but I
Eric, shut the fuck up! I'm not even talking to you.
You know why?
What else we got? Pat?
Because I know the numbers, and I hear people talk about the it. Numbers. I just figure when I come across it, I
a lot of
like
people,
it.
A lot of people saw Madea movies too, Eric. Okay, so
dude, Madea movies are very funny, man.
What are you doing?
Again, if you don't think Madea, if you can't get past your whole beef against it or whatever it is,
look, man,
I know you're a bit racist. I'm not.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I know you're a bit racist. I'm not. Pat, okay, I'm not with you on that. But Madea is very funny. When she got on that bus that one time,
that was the only funny part.
That shit was hilarious, dude. Yeah,
shut up, old lady.
I just want to tell you guys, Baywatch has a 16 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good,
yeah,
it should. It's
wow,
gonna be the worst
that's
movie
not good.
Ever.
Out of 100 or something,
it's gonna be the worst movie fucking ever. I watched.
Well, they know it's cheesy.
I watched SNL. Someone needs to tell The Rock that he's not funny. Someone needs to tell him that. And maybe because he's a big guy or whatever, he's not funny. Stick to being an action star. His movies with Kevin Hart is funny.
He's funny in this certain area, like everybody, dude. Like, he can't come out of that area.
But,
like,
dude, the funniest
sparingly.
Sketch. The he's funniest funny sketch sparingly. I've ever seen. Did you guys see SNL?
Not this week, no.
Oh, my God. They had the funniest fucking sketch, and it was edgy. It was fucking daring. It was fucking hilarious. They should have every sketch like that, not this fucking stupid shit. Tom Hanks doing the Tommy Pumpkin shit.
What was the...
The thing was, they were in a super... evil superhero or evil fucking people.
Uh-huh.
They were all in a headquarter and they were trying to make up the best, like, evil weapon that you can.
Okay.
Evil whatever. So this one guy goes, this is a freeze ray and it freezes everybody, blah, blah, blah. And this one person goes, and this is a shrink ray. It shrinks everybody like that. And The Rock comes with a robot and he's like, this is a robot that molests children. And everyone's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, well, it's a competition for the most evilest weapon, right? So what's eviler than a robot molesting children? And they're like, what the fuck? And they're all like, like, dude, we're just like going to freeze people or like shoot people. Yeah. And he's like, well, yeah, this is a robot designed to, whenever it encounters the children, to molest them. And I was like, I was laughing my fucking ass off. And The Rock was doing a great job because he was like totally straight. You know, he wasn't trying to be
a fuck. How was the studio audience taking it?
Well, they're all fags. I'm sorry to say that. But they're any kind of fucking thing, any kind of mention of, like, race or anything in that stupid fucking SNL crowd. And it's just a bunch of assholes off from the street. They don't know anything.
Even if you thought it was funny, you can't even show that type of behavior because then they're worried about judgment or somebody putting a video on them.
That was a hilarious sketch, and whoever wrote that should get a raise.
I was just going to say, if you get called in for Moynihan's job, just remind me to delete this episode in particular.
I watch SNL every single fucking week.
Do you still?
Who would not be a fan of SNL?
It's the institution in our country, and I love SNL, and my dream would always to be fucking on. I would drop everything to be on SNL.
You think once Lorne Michaels
they don't like stand-ups. They've done stand-ups before and they don't like them.
But
sometimes the stand-ups that are on there, they're successful, they're the biggest. Eddie Murphy's a stand-up, dude. That guy's fucking excellent.
Yeah, in the 80s, Eric, thank you.
But there's
been
a lot of people that's good, man.
Like the last, like, they have like Pete Davidson and
Norm MacDonald's not a good stand-up?
Norm MacDonald's a great stand-up.
Michael
I'm talking
Che?
About now.
Yeah, Michael Che.
Michael Che's not even, he does the Weekend Update. He's basically just doing stand-up while he's sitting down. He's not, and then Pete Davidson's awful. I don't know what everyone's doing. I really don't.
Stand-up-wise, you think he's awful?
No, stand-up's great. Great, great. And that's why he's got on SNL, but he is not.
But he knows he's awful.
Then what the fuck is what? The fuck?
He talks about
why would you not do it then? He's taking the money and the experience.
He writes a lot of shit.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sure.
Russ, Russ, you should just be worrying right now about losing weight, dude.
Like, I am. Once I lose weight, I'm going to become the biggest star.
Yeah. I know Russ is such a phony that as soon as he gets on, dude, we won't even hear
Oh, my God. Do you know? Absolutely not.
Won't even hear.
Absolutely. I would
that
never
podcast, I got making too much money. I can't do this podcast anymore.
Yeah, no, I would never talk to you guys ever again. But if I got like SNL, I'd be like, Pete, oh my God, big fan, dude. Your shit last year, inspirational, dog. Thanks, man. Really nice meeting you, dog.
I don't think he'd talk to you after that.
Whatever. That's fine. Yo, I got some really good weed. Yo, I'm psych.
He quit.
I know.
What else, Pat?
I think we can wrap it up. We're looking good.
Brian, where can we find you on the internet?
Come to the Laugh Factory. We're open 7 nights a week. We love Pete Davidson here. BDM Shy on Instagram.
Eric, where can we find you on the internet?
What?
I'm just saying, I love his stand-up, and I think he's a great stand-up comic, but I think he just sucks on the show. Is that okay?
He admits that, though.
I don't think I've ever laughed at him one time on the show. Yeah.
But you could say that about a lot of SNL people over the years, man. There's some people you just don't dig. Like, some people, that's okay. There's been people that have been on that show where I'm just like, nope. Like, that fucking black dude that's on there forever. I can do without
Leslie
him,
Jones?
Man. No.
Oh, come not on.
I don't even know her catalog. I'm just saying the Keenan kid.
Keenan Thompson is the best.
He's hilarious.
Janelle James has a joke about Leslie Jones where she's like... She's saying that she feels happy for her success because of how ugly she is. She's like, I can't even get jealous.
Oh, my God.
It's just so ugly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, what are you going
to... It's okay.
Like, right. Yeah, that's
dude,
funny.
One thing that's a fucking sad shame is how much...
Like, let her have it, you know?
How much these guys get talked about SNL and stuff like that over the years because they're on NBC and it's been around for so long. But, dude, for those years, Key and Peele was kicking their ass every day. Every day, their show was way better than fucking SNL, hands down, dude.
Well, I remember
they
were
the best fucking sketch
when the Howard dudes. When the Howard Stern show was on like Channel 9, like when it was on like in the early 90s, like late 80s and shit. They beat SNL fucking bad every single Saturday.
Yeah,
every single Saturday they beat them like 3-1.
Yeah. And, I mean, dude, Living Color, when Living Color was on, it blew it out of the water.
Living Color.
Out of the fucking water.
I can't remember what era of Saturday Night Live it was when that first came out.
It was probably like when they had like Adam Sandler on. Like when they started having like Sandler and like David Spade and shit, like that shit is like really funny right now. But back then, the people were like, who are these fucking jerk offs?
Yeah, and Living Color's cast was already stronger at that point.
Yeah.
Like they Jim Carrey, dude, he didn't skip a fucking beat. Dude, Jim Carrey's career, like, once he got moving, it did not skip a beat until he wanted it to.
Did you see him on Jimmy Kimmel?
I see pictures and stuff.
He's fucking...
Where can we find the internet, Eric?
Weird.
Yeah, you can't find me on the internet. I'm fucking hiding.
90210 for show?
Yeah, I've been doing 902 for the show. They're out there, but I've got to get back on it, man. I've been busy since the vacation and stuff like that, man. But, Eric Pinnell, 1975 on Instagram. That's whatever.
You got some Mexico pictures up there?
I got some. I think not really. I told you my phone. I told you my phone. I could connect to the Wi-Fi. So I said, fuck this thing. I ain't going to have some Mexican and some fucking, you know, fat Polish woman steal my phone or something like that, you know?
Pat, where can we find the internet, please?
Well, you can find the show on Twitter at ForTheBirdsPod. That's the number 4, the Birds Pod. And you can write the show at thisisforthebirdspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to listen to any of the punk rock bands I've ever been in, SoundCloud page, Pat_Kelly, or my YouTube page, Chicago Rat Bastard.
That's how I find your YouTube page?
Yeah,
Chicago Rat Bastard, because I tried to search for you like the last day or two.
Chicago Rat Bastard.
I was going to see these fucking, you playing in Germany.
There you go.
You playing in what?
Oh, it's worse than that.
Brop, it's your boy. Skinny Russ Williamson, oh, rocking the 44s, dog. this Friday, I'm at Drink Date Laugh at the world famous Laugh Factory.
What is that? What is Drink Date Laugh?
It's a dating and comedy show.
It's singles not just straight come stand-up in?
And
then,
no, I don't even know what they do. I was drunk last time I did it, but
really,
I'm gonna be sober this time, and I'm gonna be skinnier, and it should be a good time.
Mm. All right.
Hey, shout out to Andrew writing that great email about me. You know, finally somebody realizes that
game recognizes
I'm appreciated
game,
here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You
not like
me
fucking
at,
what's his name?
You ever shut the
you
fuck
shut the
up.
Fuck up, man.
Comedian Russ W on Twitter.
Nobody
this is the
cares,
Birds Podcast
Russ.
on Instagram. Russ Williamson
cares.
Or Russell Williamson on Facebook. And I'm on Snapchat as Russ Williamson, so check me out on that.
Hey, everybody, Russ also on Thursdays, he does rap battles at Burger King over on Cicero. So please.
Yeah.
You catch him in between 7?
Yo, I smoke so much weed, I'm like sitting in a fog. You shouldn't be here like them two crusty hot dogs. Oh! Burger King, bitch. That was good. Fuck all you guys.
Yes, Russ.
You can't rap like me.
You need some fucking caramel and a nap.
Yo, man. Yo, man. Your fucking game is whack like Crash Bandicoot. I'm going to take you to the Bahamas and leave you missing like that Vandersloot. Oh, shit.
Not good, dude. You know, guys.
I've lost that love and feeling. Guys, rate, subscribe, tell all your friends. We love
review.
It.
Give us a review. Tell your friends. I mean, this is a great podcast. We've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah, you fucks.
Yeah, four years.
What do we get from you? You get all this free fucking hour comedy every fucking week, you cocks.
Yeah.
Write something.
I share
about
my
us.
Ignorance and brain. This is ridiculous.
Eric's Ohio white trash mouth.
Russ here is protecting his fucking shitty acting and comedy career, so he acts like a phony. And Pat doesn't want to ruffle feathers, but he's probably a serial killer inside. That's what's going to happen, Pat. You got to let him freak out, dude.
He probably throws somebody.
I'm
the freakiest one here. What you talking about?
He probably throws dogs off a parking garage.
Yeah.
I would never.
All right, guys. We love you. Tell your friends. Bye.